Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. But you should fact check and research political things before you vote, and you should vote.
Yes.
Don't just believe what you hear. Fact check it. No matter what side you're for. Fact check it. I am here with my co-host who... Did you ever teach me to fact check? I don't think you...
My
mom! Say hi, mom!
Hi! I probably had you ask me. That's fact checking.
Nope. Don't ask your parents. Don't do that.
Ask your parents.
Don't ask your parents.
You know, it's okay to get other people's opinions, Rachel.
It is. Yeah, that is, but not as a fact.
I know some facts.
Do you? What facts do you know?
Oh, do you have the time? I don't think we should do this on this podcast.
Well, I have some facts today. I have the fact that it's Blaze's birthday yesterday for you guys. So Woo-hoo! Happy birthday, Blaze. He's not here right now. I have Snoop with me just asleep on the couch.
He's three, right?
He's 3 years old today.
Yeah.
He's 3 years old. So I got 2 3-year olds at my house. Four if you count Matt. Nope.
Oh.
Three if you count Matt.
I did my insult wrong.
Dang it. It's the worst part. But it's also International Rescue Cats Day. Meow. Rescue them cats. And it's Old Stuff Day.
Old Stuff?
It's Old Stuff Day.
I don't have much old stuff anymore. Except me.
Yeah. Well, you got Dad.
And oh.
That insult worked.
Zizzing.
Brabacha. Also, happy birthday to Dr. Seuss, who I recently found out through Twitter, did not fact check this, though, who apparently stole a lot of his wife's ideas for his book and claimed them as his own. And then when the divorce happened, he gave her nothing.
Oh.
See, that's where it is.
Okay.
That's where it is. Oh, okay. You know, you share ideas when you're married, but nope.
Give her half.
Nope. So that's it for the holidays, Blaze being the most important holiday.
Definitely.
But so much happened this week. I saved a bee. Hillary Duff.
Oh, that's right.
Fired shots at Disney. My Wi-Fi went out for like four whole hours.
Annoying.
And playlist happened. So those were the things that happened this week.
That is what happened.
But before we start the in-depth news, I want to talk about one of our sponsors for today.
Do it.
Support for All Things Internet comes from Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. With the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card, you'll earn unlimited 5% back at Walmart online. That's 5% back at Walmart online when you grab new shades for your beach trip.
Ooh.
New boots for your hiking trip.
Do it.
Or noise-canceling headphones when you need some vacation me time. So you'll also earn 2% in Walmart stores, restaurants, and travel, and 1% on everything else. When you want all that, you need the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. What's in your wallet? Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One. So thank you, Capital One, for being one of our sponsors for today, supporting us. But in the news today, so I mentioned Hillary Duff shot fire. Fire shots. That's...
You're having a rough day.
I'm having a really rough day, guys.
You had to drive all the way here to
Santa Barbara. It's been a rough one. I woke up early. I didn't sleep. I woke up early. I had to do a different thing. And then I had to drive all the way here from a different place that was even farther from my house. Okay. I'm here.
And I'm clear.
This is my moment. I'm not clear, but I'm here. Center yourself. Okay. So I'm excited that... I'm not excited, but... So I have no idea. I'm going to read what I said. So now I'm glad that I write things out, but it's just as a reference to go back on. But now I just need to freaking read what I wrote. So now I'm glad that I never got Disney Plus because they canceled the Lizzie McGuire reboot.
No.
So it had been announced that she was having her reboot. And everyone was like, yes, Disney Plus. And I was like, I need to get that, but I'll wait till, you know, it's out. Cause like, I didn't want to get sucked into the Disney world. I have things to do. But then they fired the showrunner.
Uh-oh.
And then they like no news had ever been like they'd filmed two episodes and then that was it. And like there was no news on it. And Hilary Duff finally broke her silence on it, saying what happened is basically she wanted to do the character justice.
Okay.
And like they're like it was a real when the show was on, it was a 13-year-old girl going through real 13-year-old girl struggles. Like she wanted a bra. There was an episode where she wanted a bra. This was real. This is a 13-year-old's life.
It is.
And Hilary said she saw herself as that character and people saw themselves in that character and she wanted it to be the same as when Hilary Duff would be Liz McGuire would be 30 years old now.
Yeah.
She's like I want the same.
That makes sense.
Realness. You know, and so she's like, so we couldn't see that as PG or G rated because no 30-year-old's life is, you know, PG or G. Like things happen and it's PG-13, you know, and so they really wanted the show to be PG-13 and Disney wouldn't allow it. And so Hilary Duff is asking Disney to move the show to Hulu so that it can be PG-13. And so that's what's happened is that they were fighting and how inappropriate or appropriate the show needed to be.
Okay.
And you know what? I get that Disney's like boobity boobity boo, clean, squeaky, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So put it on a different platform.
But yeah. That's what I'm like. I feel with what Hilary Duff's saying. Cause like it is like if you want the character to be relatable, it needs to be relatable.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. In this world today, you can't, you know, cause Lizzie McGuire was never a little Christian girl. She never was. She was in love with Ethan. She wanted her bra. And then she went to Italy, fell in love with Paolo at a very inappropriate age.
Don't know anything you're talking about, but that's okay.
Anyway, but then also Disney made other people angry that had nothing to do with the Liz McGuire thing because of how many changes they're making to Mulan. Did you ever watch Mulan?
No.
Mulan. Yeah, I watched it... I think once. It wasn't a show. It wasn't one of the classics we had in this household. I don't know why. Because I felt like I would have been obsessed with it. Because it was a girl pretending to be a guy to get into the army. Because she wanted to kick some booty. Hello. Describes my childhood.
It's true.
But in the show.
We had Pocahontas. You did Pocahontas things.
Yeah, I painted with all the colors of the wind. You did. Trust me. But Mulan. So this woman disguises herself as a man so she can join the army and like she's secretly starting to fall in love with her commander-in-chief human and then he like starts to like be weird like why am I also having feelings towards this person at the end she's like boom a woman he's like oh man I was in love with you and then they fell in love
well now Disney- I don't have to watch it
there you go but you do because Disney's changing the love interest. They're creating a new character for her to fall in love with and have a love interest for. And they're claiming it's because of the Me Too movement. They're like, well, we thought it was wrong that she would have relations with her commander in chief. And everyone's saying, excuse me, they did not have relations until afterwards when he was no longer in charge of her. And she hit on him. But people are like, the real reason is because it's kind of, if you look at it, it's kind of like the commander-in-chief was like a little bi-curious.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney's kind of made it clear that like they don't want to do that.
Oh.
So people are like, at least this is like there's so many changes being made to Mulan that everyone's like, what is the point? Little dragon dude's not there anymore. They're iffy on if they're going to have songs. What is this? So everyone's just all up in a huffle about it.
A huffle. A kerfuffle.
A kerfuffle, really. Something I'm in a kerfuffle about, Mom.
Oh, I have a kerfuffle, but go ahead with yours.
Wait, no, I need to hear your kerfuffle.
Have you heard about Costco?
They're making it. I did. That you have to have a Costco card to buy
the $1.50 hot dog.
But Mom, you have a Costco card.
I know, but think of the people who can't afford to have a
that's
Costco
true.
Card. And that's an inexpensive meal or a slice of pizza, or they have salads and stuff that are inexpensive. Why can't people have that?
Yeah, that's true. Because
they're
like,
still making $1.50.
In high school and college, I didn't have a card. You guys had a card. So if I did shop at Costco with you guys, but if I was on my own, I didn't have a card with me. And I would go with my friends. I was like, I got $2. What can I get? A full meal. How do I get it?
Yeah.
Hot dog at Costco.
So here's what I want to know. So you have to show your Costco card to get a hot dog?
I think
that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Because there's ways to get around not being a member at Costco and buying things. But
I think with
gift cards, you go in and have somebody who you know who's a member get you a gift card. And then you go in and go, I just have this gift card. And you don't have to
maybe
be a member.
You can do that for hot dogs, too.
I'm wondering. Because people should be allowed to have reasonably priced
food.
A lot of really got my goat.
A lot of the issues people were saying was that some of those food marts, mm-hmm. ours is on the outside in San Barbara. It's on the outside. But some are on the inside.
Oh.
So that's where there was apparently an issue. But I think, anyone should be able to get a hot dog for $1.50. A hot dog and a soda for $1.50.
I think so, too.
That is a kerfuffle.
It's not Dodger Stadium, for goodness sake.
Goodness gracious.
Okay.
You got to pay a lot of money to get a good hot dog around here now. Dodger Stadium, Costco.
We had hot dogs today. They were yummy.
Oh, yeah. You can make them yourself.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. So this is so off topic. Go ahead. Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark.
Yes.
Posted his typical daily schedule written out.
Okay.
The man wakes up for the day. Mm-hmm. I want you to just guess what time. It's an outrageous time. What?
4 a.m.
Nope. 2:30 a.m.
When does he go to bed? Oh, wait. That's at the end of the thing. Tell me.
No. There's all these. It's just the most random. It's like he wakes up. He prays. Cute. He goes and works out. Great.
Wait,
has a snack.
Cute?
Cute. Like, good for him.
Okay.
It was like a. Yeah.
Okay. Good for you. Good.
Cute means all of the things besides attractive now, Mom.
Okay. I did
not. My dad's here with my dinner.
Pause.
We're going to finish the Marky thing and then we're going to pause. Okay. So I can eat my freaking dinner because I'm hungry. But. He does all these things. He has his scheduled snack times. Mm-hmm. He schedules snack times. And he only plays golf for 30 minutes. He has golf at like 7:30. And then he's got something at... He has a snack time at 8. It's very confusing. He has so many snack times. But then he goes to bed at 7:30 p.m. And everyone's like, why can't he just push everything like 2 hours?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know... normal people time.
Maybe he's a morning person.
No, that's a middle of the night person.
That's true.
The morning starts when the sun rises.
I'm sure he's got a reason and it's his life.
Let him
be, Rachel.
I know, but there's been this controversy where people are like, if you're not up with the sun, you're not doing it. And people are like, I have the same amount of time in the day as you.
Yes.
But I wake up at 10. Yeah. Why are you better because you woke up at 4 a.m. than me at 10? We just wake up and
go to
sleep.
Everybody's different.
Beyonce has the exact same amount of time in the day as you do.
True.
Everyone has the same amount of time in the day.
So you're not angry with Marky Mark?
No, but I just...
You sounded like you were angry with Mark.
I'm not,
and it's like,
I'm not mad at him. I'm just like...
Let him live his life.
I'm letting him. I'm just confused
no.
by it. I
know you're
what
saying he should push it 2 hours
no,
forward.
I,
and it's like,
hold
no,
on.
No. He doesn't...
Oh, my card's full. You know what? We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And we'll get right back to you guys, okay?
Sure. When I get mad, you take a break.
Well, this is a great moment to talk about our other sponsor for today. Don't you giggle at me. Which is HelloFresh.
Yes!
My mom's favorite number one meal kit service. Where mouth-watering seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients are delivered right to your door. The food is delicious and inspiring. It can truly help you break out of your normal dinner rut. With HelloFresh's 22-plus seasonal chef-curated recipes each week. It can save you so much time in the kitchen and especially in the grocery store. Because mm-hmm. you don't have to go to the grocery store.
Nope.
Because it's all the ingredients are delivered to your door.
And sometimes in the cutest little bottles.
Oh my, my mom loves anything tiny. It's where I get my miniature obsession. And yes, sometimes they send you mini bottles of things. But there's no prepping or planning, and you can get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or 20 minutes with their quick recipes. Have you tried the quick recipes? Have you tried the quick recipes?
Whatever they sent me, I did. It was all good.
She just cares about the flavor. She doesn't care about how long it takes.
And the little bottles.
It's super flexible to fit your lifestyle. You can add extra meals or yummy extras whenever you want. And you can easily change your delivery days or food preferences or even skip a week whenever you need. Like if you go on vacation,
yes,
you got to skip the week because you don't want it to sit on your doorstep while you're like off in, I wanted to say Austin, Texas. I don't know why.
Or you have company coming and you need to feed 20.
Yeah. There it is.
There it is.
There it is. It's like Thanksgiving. And you're like, ha.
Got enough.
I got enough a meal, right other, now. A different meal planned.
Yeah.
But if you go to HelloFresh.com/allthingsinternet10 and use the code allthingsinternet10, you get 10 free meals, including shipping. That's where the 10 came from. 10. So HelloFresh.com/allthingsinternet10. HelloFresh.com/name of the show 10. Do it. All right. Back to your regularly scheduled programming.
You're having a rough day today, girl.
I even got food in my belly now. Anyway, Mark Wahlberg, just a tip for you. Just move everything for 2 hours.
No, let him live his life.
Why?
Rachel.
In the night?
And he can say bad. To you, Rachel, move your day 6 hours earlier.
All right. More coronavirus news. Trump says it's contained and a complete hoax by the Democratic Party. But the CDC and the rest of the world is saying it is not controlled and very much real. So,
yep, it is very much real.
Good. And the World Health Organization had to join TikTok to fight the coronavirus misinformation.
Gosh.
Did you know that 38% of beer drinking Americans won't drink the beer Corona because they think it's linked to the coronavirus? So that's how smart we are here in the States. And then also, people really think that the masks do things. The masks don't do anything. And
unless you have it.
Yes, but stop buying all the masks because in Seattle, the surgeons are running out of masks because everyone's buying all the masks because there was the first death in Seattle.
Yep, wash your hands with soap.
Yes.
Use the other stuff.
Learn how to wash your hands correctly.
And the masks should be used by the people who have viruses.
Yes.
Yes.
And the surgeons and the doctors. Surgeons.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm glad they joined TikTok to help fight false information. Fact check research, people. And Amazon has barred 1 million products for making false coronavirus claims, like saying they could cure it, or for price gouging on products such as masks that don't do anything. And you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to price gouge in disaster situations.
Yeah.
But yeah, people were like selling things like, you know, the essential oils and whatnot, being like, this can cure it. So Amazon was quick on that. Thank you, Amazon.
Thank you.
All right. You want to hear some good news?
I do.
Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Are you a Swiftie?
I know of Taylor Swift.
She released her new music video, which she directed herself. I think it's her directing debut.
Man Up or Man Down
called
or something?
Called The Man.
Oh, The Man.
The Man. I loved it.
Didn't it have something to do with The Man Down? Man Down. No? Okay, that was a different ad. Never mind.
Who?
And she's the man.
Yeah, she is the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's the man. She's the dude. And she does it well. And there's a bunch of hidden messages the whole time. Like, I don't know. I suggest watching it. And at the end, the credits are directed by Taylor Swift. The man, played by Taylor Swift. The song, Taylor Swift. Owned by Taylor Swift. The only other name is at the end, the man has to talk. And it's the voice of Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Because he's a huge Swiftie. So at the end, she said, the man's voice, Dwayne the Rock Johnson. So basically, from now on, she is making sure that everyone...
large and in charge.
She knows that she is large and in charge. She's like, this is all me. Directed by me, written by me, starred in by me.
Take that, Scooter.
So I thought the whole thing was really good. I liked it. And I was just... I liked going back and trying to find all the little things in there that were just like, men get to do this and women don't. So I thought it was cool. All right. So the new Vine, we talked about how Vine happened again, but it was called Bite.
Did we?
Yeah. You weren't, your brain might not have been here, but okay. Your body was.
Okay.
Like I am right now. Anyway, they need people to start posting on it because they like did a
song. I thought we talked about TikTok.
We talked that about. That too. We talk about all of the social medias.
Okay. Vine?
Vine.
Is now.
Bite.
Bite. Like, so, like your
B-Y-T-E.
Oh, computer bite.
Okay. So Vine was this huge app.
We did not talk about
this. Oh my God, we did.
Go ahead.
It was just a quick mention. Hey, Vine restarted, but now it's called Bite. The creators of Vine have opened it again, but it's called Bite. Okay. But no one is posting on it because no one knew about
because
it.
Because no one ever talked about
it. So they were like, okay, we're going to have $250,000 and we'll split it among a few influencers who will post videos on it.
Do it.
Well, you have to apply and meet certain requirements.
You have to work for it.
But that's how TikTok, because TikTok was Musical.ly. Musical.ly existed. And it was like cute for a second and then it died off.
Right.
And then China bought it. And they created a TikTok because they put so much money into promotions. They paid influencers so much money to post on TikTok and then send it to their Instagrams. So they spent a lot of money getting it up and going, and that's what. So Byte is like trying to do that, but they're gonna have to spend more money because TikTok spent millions getting it up and running. So
that's all.
Oh, okay. We've never talked about this site before. Okay.
Okay, I'm listening.
Do you know what Etsy is?
I do. You buy things there, and they're expensive.
They are things made by like individual people.
Yes, I like that.
So if dad were to like start painting, he could sell his paintings on Etsy.
Well, I actually bought a clock from Etsy.
Okay, what clock?
It's a chicken clock.
There you go. I saw it. It's in your kitchen. It's cute.
And I got a spoon rest that matches it.
Yeah, so like it's like people who make that in their house. Yeah. It's not like a big, it's not
really
Target.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, so people make these things by hand, put them on Etsy. It's their shop, and they price them according to like their time, their materials, what they think the shipping,
and
what
it's
they're
not
worth.
Mass produced. That's why it costs a little bit.
I had
more.
A friend who had an Etsy thing, and it hurt her hands because she'd make all these things that it wasn't worth. She was barely making any money on it, and it was like she had to shut it down. She's like, I'll do individual ones every once in a while for friends, but it just was like, it wasn't worth it because it. Nope. You did an inverted sneeze.
I did.
Anyway, so there's a scandal happening right now.
Oh, no.
Because Etsy decided it's going to run ads for people's stuff. But there it was. You could not invert that sneeze. It had to come out, mother. So they were like, okay, you have no choice in the matter. We're going to promote your stuff. And if people, so like they'll put an ad on Facebook for your stuff. And if someone clicks that link and then within 25 days buy something for your store, like a huge cut, I think it was like 25%, goes to Etsy on top of their normal fee. And people are like, wait a second. I price my stuff according to what, like, I will lose money if you do this, but you can't opt out of it. And so people are like, don't click on Etsy ads. If you see something, so if you see a chicken clock,
I had to search.
Don't click on the chicken clock. Go to Etsy itself and type in chicken clock.
I have seen ads for Etsy stuff.
Yes. And so if you go to that person's site, I think it's within 30 days. So if you buy anything from that person's site within the 30 days that you clicked that link, like 25% of whatever you buy goes to Etsy.
So you can click the link and then save it and buy it after 30 days. And then they get it
off. Or you could not click the link and just go to Etsy and type in.
Oh, duh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever you see. So like
logic.
Yes. There you go. So you don't have to wait 25 to 30 days. So, but I just thought this was so terrible because these imagine if someone's like, I'm only going to make a dollar profit, but like the thing I make is takes this much time, this much. And it's just like, I want to get my name out there. So I'm only going to make $1 to $10 profit on each thing.
Now you're making 75 cents.
Like, no, because if you sell it for like $100, but you're only making a dollar off of it, Etsy takes $25.
Yeah.
So you're losing so much money.
You are.
So people are going to have to like up their prices.
Yep.
And I'm like, it's so bizarre that the fact that people can't opt out of this option. Like, you could be like, no, don't promo me. But I think I just feel really bad for them. And I'm like, that sucks.
That is terrible.
It's terrible, Mom. All right. I have the last bit of news for the day.
Okay.
All right. Pope Francis, you know him, the Pope.
I thought you said poke. And I'm like, who?
Go ahead, poke that Francis.
No, don't.
Troublemaker.
For he is. Okay, Pope.
The Catholic Pope. Okay.
Okay. I thought his name was John. No. Okay, that was years ago.
Pope John? Pope Francis?
Okay.
I don't know. They Pope Francis. What are the popes? His name's Francis.
I don't know these
things. I wrote down, I'm not fact checking what the Pope's name is. All
right. I'm sure you're right.
This Pope named Francis, don't know which one he is, but he's that one, asked.
Isn't there only one Pope?
I don't know. I'm not Catholic.
There's one big Pope.
Why are we so much trouble saying Pope?
Because you said poke.
I didn't say poke. I said Pope. You heard poke.
Oh.
I told you what he said.
What did he say, this Pope of Francis?
Pope of Francis.
Go, I'm listening.
He asked the followers of the Catholic religion.
Okay.
That for Lent, mm-hmm. you know, that thing you do.
You give up something.
You give up. He said, give up trolling for Lent.
Oh.
I thought that was fancy.
That was fancy.
Like, what a wonderful idea. Don't be a poopy head online.
I think that's a wonderful thing.
Because that is something that does not need to exist in the world.
No, ever.
Its intentions are only evil.
Yeah.
It benefits no one.
No one.
And you should stop. It's a sin. I'm going to say it. I don't care what you believe in. That's a sin.
Do unto others as you would like them to do unto you.
Don't troll unless you want to be trolled. I don't think anyone wants to be trolled.
Nobody wants to be trolled.
If you want to be trolled, that's a weird little kink you got there.
Yeah, let's reassess yourself.
Let's reassess. So when does Lent start?
I don't know. We aren't Catholic, Rachel.
I'm aware, but like.
I don't know that
it has,
stuff.
You're done at Easter, right? At Easter, you're allowed to eat the candy again?
I don't know of these things. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Ash Wednesday happened, right?
I don't know that either. I don't do that in my faith.
I went to a Christian university that will remain nameless because I don't like them. They're not getting my shout out. But we did Lent and Ash Wednesday and stuff.
Okay.
But I don't understand because Catholics say they're Christian, but Christians say, I'm not Catholic. I'm very confused. Is it like all health food is vegan, but not all vegan is health food?
I'm not getting into this one. I don't know.
Okay.
I just know what I know.
Do you know it?
I know what I believe.
All right.
Go.
About veganism?
No, about my belief in God.
All right. We're moving on to the new segment.
There we go.
Which is what you want me to talk about, but I don't know how to fit it into the normal programming.
I love this segment.
Scandia says, Blaze's birthday. Any plans for the birthday boy? Not internet related, but I guess it could have been a question. But Blaze's birthday.
Blaze is on the internet. It is internet-y.
Okay. Blaze turned 3.
He did.
That's the topic. We did it.
Done.
Any plans for his birthday? Okay. So this morning is Blaze's birthday today as we're recording this. This morning into mid-afternoon, I had a dog training thing I had to do where the trainer teaches us trainers. And Snoop went with me because he needs to get used to being around people. Blaze, he's got like 12 girlfriends. He's people man. So I took Snoop. So Blaze was with Matt all day at the house. And then I got home and I was like, I have to leave in an hour. I'm taking Snoop with me to podcast because he's already exhausted. He'll be calm when we podcast. And Matt was like, it is Blaze's birthday. He has nothing. So I went to PetSmart or Petco. I don't know which one it is. I don't know the difference. I got him a big bone.
Good.
I got him a brand new toy.
Oh.
And as I was walking out, there was a food truck for dog baked goods. So nice. I got him a doggy cupcake.
I got him a bone last year or something.
Yeah, and
for
then
his
he
birthday.
Threw up for 3 days straight and I had to take him to the vet.
So I didn't give him anything this
No.
year.
So, and also tomorrow, I just made plans with my friend who's also a trainer, assistant trainer human, and she's going to go to the park with me and him because that's his new girlfriend. So we're going to go to the park together tomorrow,
That'll
which
be
is today
fun.
For you guys. So those are the birthday plans. He's going to eat a quarter of the cupcake.
Okay.
To see if he holds it down
Good.
When I get home. All right. And then I think your name is Allie, but it's only one L. So I want to say a lie.
Allie.
Allie. It's
A-L-Y. Allie.
A lie.
Allie.
Okay. 7 years of Colleen's Corner. That's what the topic was.
What about it? It was 7 years?
7 years ago, she started Colleen's Corner. But yes. My thing stopped recording. I'm having issues with my camera. It's just like something's changed with the settings, so now it doesn't record for as long.
Recording is hard.
Anyway, Colleen started, she started Colleen's Corner 7 years ago, but she's not still doing it.
No.
So it's, I don't. That's there's the end of the topic. All right, we're going to do the game today.
Okay, what's the game?
It's a classic, but my mom said we're not allowed to do 20 questions, so it's not 20 questions.
Is it 10 questions?
No, it's first word, your other hatred game.
You
hate first word.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're new here, you don't know what it is.
Yeah, refresh my brain too.
How do I have 11 text messages? I have two group chats going, that's why. All right, so I say a word, and my mom just has to say the first word that pops into her head, and then I have to say the first word
that
pops into
my head. But it has to do with that subject.
No, it's just the first word that pops into your head. It is an association game. It technically is an association game. So if I say, like, booger, you'd be like, there you go.
Okay.
Normal association. But if I say, like, G, and you say string, then there you go.
I'd say whiz.
Gee whiz?
Gee whiz!
Okay. I'm just saying, like, doggy.
Poop.
There you go. Perfect. So it's just a fun game. So clear your mind.
But it stresses me out.
Oh, well, we're going back and forth, okay?
Go.
Okay, we're going back and forth. This,
okay.
All right, ready? Soda.
Pop.
Balloon.
Ow.
Pain.
Band-aid.
Neosporin.
Goopy.
Boogers.
Nose.
Snot.
Kleenex.
Tissue.
Wipe your hands.
Purell.
Soap.
Wash.
Dry.
Dryer.
Electric.
Mower.
It doesn't work.
What doesn't work?
My mower.
What happened to your mower?
It won't work. We pull that string and
oh, yours is gas, right?
Yeah.
You know what?
Sorry.
I'll get you a nice. I'll get you a nice electric motor that's battery powered, so you don't have to plug it in.
Oh, because Dad'll run over that cord.
Oh, I know. I've been with Dad when he's chopped many electric cords with hedge trimmer. Okay. I'll get you a nice cordless battery powered mower.
It maybe he flooded it 14 times. I don't know.
Yeah, the flooding happens. I don't like the gas powered ones. It's smelly, and you have to go to the gas station.
It is smelly. He did.
Exactly.
And that's why I think it's okay.
You gotta get electric. It helps with just your
life.
Boy,
you hit a word that was just so sad.
See, that's why we play the association game. All the first word. You never know where you're gonna end up or what's coming next.
What'd we start with?
Soda. And we ended up on
mower.
My mom's mower's broken. So there it is. Okay. It might not seem as fun for you guys, but play it with someone and it is the most stressful game in the world.
It is stressful. You'd think it wouldn't be.
Yeah. And you're like, literally, like, don't just say the first word. And you're like, there's literally no words
right.
in my brain.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you did say clear your mind. So.
Yep. Got to be stupid, I guess.
No.
All right. We're going to move on to questions. We only have a couple. Christy says, any new merch coming soon? I'm signed with Fanjoy, and I told Fanjoy I would have merch designs to them by this Friday. I don't know how long that's going to take to get things out and running or when I'm allowed to announce it. Also, I have to come up with some merch designs by
Friday. Oh, I was just going to ask you.
So if anyone has any suggestions of what they want or would think was cool, you don't have to, like, obviously you don't have to, like, draw it out, but just be like, put a chicken on a pencil top. I don't know. No idea.
Word association.
What is it? I do want to do all things internet merch.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about things like that. So anyway, that's going to come out soon. Hopefully designs in by Friday.
Cool.
I just have to have a little first word association game with myself to come up with merch. I do that a lot. I'm like shirt, t-shirt,
hat,
visor. Visor. That's a whole new realm.
Yes.
Oh, I got to write that down.
Do it.
Siri. Hey, Siri. She is worthless.
Her name is Suri. Say, hey, Suri.
Hey, Suri. Hey, Siri. It is next
it's
to
locked.
My freaking...
I didn't catch that.
But
I watched it!
You watched it! Okay, I got it right down. Visor. There, nailed it. Siri didn't, though.
I didn't get that.
Oh, my God! Your watch won't shut up.
Oh, he does that all the time.
All right.
I'm never alone.
Next question is from... Stop, Mom. Tell your watch to shut up. They are not a part of this conversation. Just press a little side button for him to shut up.
Oh,
you just,
I didn't
catch that. See, you just do that. Just click him off. Oh. Now he's gone.
If you put your hand over it, he shuts up too.
Clearly not, because you had your hand over it the whole time, and he kept being like, "Yo, didn't catch
I'm not
that.
Getting that."
All right. Someone named Colleen said, would you do agility with your dogs? Do you know what agility with dogs is?
Isn't that where you train them to jump through hoops
and
you go over things
they
and
do
you
the
go
training
under
courses.
Things?
It's the training courses. I'm actually really interested in this. I think Snoop would do really well with it. Blaze is scared of a lot of things. I bought them a bowl the other day. I was at when the internet was out of my house for 4 hours, I went to Bed Bath & Beyond, an online shop.
Okay, never mind. What? We'll talk about it off camera. Go.
Very curious.
It's not that exciting. Go ahead.
Okay. They have this section that's like as seen on TV / random things for your pets. Mm-hmm. So they had this half bowl that was like silicone, like foldy. So it's like a ball. It's a bowl. It's a bowl. It's a silicone bowl. For some reason, I kept saying it's a half ball.
You did.
It's a bowl.
Okay.
It's a silicone bowl. And on the inside, there's like the little spiky things, the rubber spiky things that's like you smear peanut butter on the inside. And the dogs have to lick it up, but because it's like a bowl that is like foldy, it moves around. And so it's like, and they it's a puzzle, basically.
Okay.
I gave it to Blaze, has never been more scared of something in his life because he thought it was a bowl, saw the peanut butter, went to lick it, and it moved. And it stressed him out. So then I had to put him inside and bring Snoop out and have Snoop do it. And Snoop was all about it because he's scared of like nothing. And then Blaze was like, oh, I get it. Then I brought Blaze back out and he understood it.
Well, Blaze just had a flat one that you did in the shower.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
and that didn't move.
That didn't move.
So that
so it's that, but in bowl
that's
form.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what it is. Blaze doesn't like. I spent a half hour getting him to not try and eat the hand vacuum the other day because I have this little hand vacuum. He's scared of the Roomba. He just avoids. I should teach him to be fine with it, but I'm like, whatever. You're avoiding it. But the hand vacuum, I go and I vacuum things, and he tries to eat it. And so I had to sit with him with treats and the leash on him so he wouldn't try and run away. I'd do the vacuum, make a noise, give him the treat. Vacuum, noise, give him a half hour. He's cool with the vacuum now, guys.
Okay, good.
But I think Blaze would suck at it, but I think Snoop would, like, kill at the agility. And it's really good for their brains and their energy. But, like, you have to, like, have an agility course.
Yes.
The guy I trained with, like, was talking about getting one on his ranch. And I was like, okay, how long is that going to take? When's this gonna happen? But anyway, I've thought about it, but you know, I just have no practical means of doing that at the moment.
Yeah,
so there you go. Last question. McKenna says, why didn't you say hey everybody in your last video?
Dun dun dun.
Have you watched my last two videos?
Tell me the subject and I'll tell you if I have.
Love
you were doing.
You said that? It was the cutest thing in the world. You said that, and then you turned your ear in to listen so intently. You're like, tell me what it was. Lean in.
Because I saw the bath mat one where you're washing his paws.
Yeah, that was the doggy one.
Okay.
I did one where I watched 5-minute crafts
on
TikTok. Okay. And then I just did one that was.
I've been busy the last couple days.
What was it? Oh, what? I don't even know what it was.
Oh. Then don't you be coming for me, girl, every time you
TikTok
say.
TikTok photography.
Didn't see that one.
Okay, there you go. So what happened was, for a while, I haven't been liking the phrase, stay awesome, possums. Mm-hmm. And when I started feeling like when I opened with, hey, everybody, it felt disingenuine. It just felt like.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I didn't like, I had things to say. I didn't want to have to say it. And I said it because I had to say it. But like, I'm like, why am I saying these things that I don't want to say? Like, it just wasn't a thing anymore. Like, people back in the old YouTube's days, everyone had an intro and an outro that they said every time. And now no one does that anymore. And it's like, I felt just kind of like.
We do that.
Yeah. Well, and the podcast is different.
Okay.
I don't know. The podcast is still new to me, so I was fine with it. But I've been doing YouTube for a long time. And I'm like, I've been saying this stuff for a very long time. I'm kind of over it. And when I did the 5-minute crafts video, I was sitting on my couch and I hadn't planned this video at all, and I was scrolling through TikTok and I saw the 5-minute crafts and I was like, I need to make a video reacting to this right now. So I ran in my office, which I never do. I usually plan out my videos like a month beforehand now.
Right.
So my manager was like, make a content sketch calendar. I'm like, fine. So I make a calendar.
Business.
And then I come up with the ideas and I get the products, and then I force myself to sit down and film. But I was like, I want to make this video right now. So like I ran in my office and I just didn't want to, I wanted a moment with you guys. Like it was like this weird, like, I didn't want, I want to, I don't have time to say this crap that I'm supposed to say. I just want to talk to you guys right now. And I really enjoyed filming that video. And I felt like, it's not that I'm fake on camera at all, but you know how like there's a little bit more, you feel a little bit more comfortable or something, yes. Even though I'm very comfortable on camera now. I don't know. It just felt better to me. And it's so weird. You're never going to understand what I'm saying. But, like, not saying that just felt...
Freed you up to be...
Yeah. To just be, like, having, like, a conversation with you guys. Yeah. Instead of, like, I'm sitting here entertaining you. I think that's what it was.
There you
it
go.
Wasn't like a, I'm sitting here for your entertainment. It was like, hi, shut up. I want to talk to you about something. Which is how I talk in real life.
Yeah.
Like, stop talking. I want
to
talk.
It is.
Yes. And then I was like, I don't want to do the outro either. So I didn't do the outro. And then I was like, that felt right.
There you go.
It felt right. And when something feels right, I go with my instincts. Felt right. So I didn't do it for my last video either. And I was like, that felt right. It just kind of felt like I flowed a little better because I didn't have to say, I don't like being forced to do things.
I wonder where you get that from.
Oh my God. You're going to be a handful when you're old. So that's why I don't know. I didn't want to do it anymore. So I didn't.
Good
and
for
it
you.
Felt right. And I didn't think anyone would care that much. Only like 10 people mentioned it. But I think I'd been saying for a while that I didn't want to do those things anymore.
Yeah.
I just didn't know how to phase out of it. So, I don't know. That's
you just
all.
Pulled off the Band-Aid and did it.
Oh, yeah, I just did. And it felt right. So, that's all. It wasn't that big a deal.
You didn't put any forethought into it. You just did it.
Yeah. Oh, one thing we didn't talk about. Didn't touch on. Because I forgot. You know Ricky Dillon. You've met him. Honestly... the sweetest person I've ever met. You know how sometimes you get in a group of people and you all are like, oh, did you see that person? And everyone's like, oh my God, that person. And everyone's like, oh my God, that person. And then you'll, if Ricky Dillon's in that group, he'll go, hey guys, that's not very nice. And you go, oh, you're right. And then
he's sweetheart.
He's a sweetheart. And he'll put you, he'll the most kindly put you in your place. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I've never not liked being around him. Very, very nice person. So for the since his YouTube life, everyone's like, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. And he was like, I'm not. And then he came out as, I'm asexual. And then he came out as like, I don't know what I am. He finally released a video that says, he's like, I'm gay. And he finally, it was so heartwarming just to see him finally be himself. Because I'm like, okay, he says he's, whatever he says, is what he is. I'm not going to like be like, no. You're not asexual,
but
you're gay.
But why do people have to even say that? That's nobody's stinking business.
It's nobody's business, but it's the internet and everyone thinks that it's everyone's business.
It's no one's business, people.
I never talked about it. I let him, oh my goodness. My camera card is full again. I need to get a new SD card for this. Anyway, it's no one's business.
No one's business.
But people kept pressuring him and he kept having to like... And he didn't know that he was gay because he grew up in a very strict religious household. He explained it where they were like, you are not gay. You're not allowed to be gay. And so he said, okay, I'm not. And it was like in his head, he's like, I can't be. It's impossible. And then he finally came to the realization and now he's happy. And I just want him to be happy because he's the nicest person I've ever met in my life. And I just want him to be happy. And I'm glad that he says he's finally at peace with himself. And you know what? Happy for him. I hope his family handled it well, but not my business if they did or didn't. It's no one's business, so don't bug him if he doesn't say anything about it. But just good for him. I just like when people finally see themselves for who they are and they don't try and hide themselves.
I like when people don't ask.
You an ask, it's don't ask, no, don't tell person?
No, it's just, that's
yeah,
private.
It is. It's very strange that people are very obsessed with knowing people's sexual preference. It's what is it? Orientation? What is it?
I don't know. You kids.
People are obsessed with knowing what people like in the terms of the genders or the not genders. I don't know. It's
the attraction to
what people
gender.
Are very
it's
obsessed with
like, business.
People are obsessed with telling Shawn Mendes that he's gay. I'm like, why are you people? Guess what? I'm Susie Q on Twitter. That's 13. You're never going to get with him either way. So like, calm down. Anyway, so that's it. That's all we have for today. Mom, do you have anything else to add?
No, I put in my 2 cents. Well, my $1.50.
Costco. All right. Well, thank you again, Capital One Walmart Rewards Card and HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode. We love you both. very much. Mom, you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet. That was Rachel.
Ooh, I almost puked.
Ooh.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.